Did you get married in Roswell and
First Baptist?
Then where did you have your party? Did you use, what did they do then?
Did, in our social hall.
Oh, so the social hall there.
In the social hall, yeah, and that was in 1958. Brantley's married us.
Are there any special traditions or things that people do in Roswell? Or you did at your wedding for weddings to celebrate them? Anything special you think you did? Or?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, you know, it was just have a wedding cake and punch and things like that, you know.
Was it a big deal? A lot of people come from it?
Well, yeah, there was a good many people there. There's a good many friends, yeah.
I talked a little about church stuff. Do you think that church was a real important thing in Roswell when you were growing up?
Oh, yes. It varied because we had nothing else to do. Really, we didn't other than ride your bike, mm-hmm. walk down to the square, go to the movie. There was just things like that, you know. But the church was very important.
Do you think it's still as important? More
I think
or less
it is. Now? I think it is. And as well as I remember, all of the ministers at Presbyterian, Methodist, and Baptist have always been very close. They meet once a month, and they still do, I think. And we've had a Thanksgiving service for years together, and they take turns. Last year it was the Presbyterian Church. This next year, I believe it's the Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. With a Thanksgiving service. So they're very active. And at that time, the community, we had a lot of poor families that live around here, and that's how North Fulton, you know, got started. Mm-hmm. Was, and with those three ministers, they were wonderful. Mm-hmm. And there was such a need for that. And really, we had families that we went to Newtown, a long ways from here, mm-hmm. that we have a lot of poor families. And a lot of poor families here.
When your kids were growing up, what kind of activities did they do that maybe were different or same than what you did when you grew up in Roswell?
About the same. Well, see, the rec department was real active then, so mm-hmm. they were real active with the rec department.
And they went to school? What school did they go to in Roswell?
The Roswell High School.
Roswell High
School. Mm-hmm.
We talked a little about the historical part of Roswell, too. Do you know about all the historical buildings in Roswell? Do you have favorites or ones you've visited?
Well, the Perry Buildings there on Canton Street, you know, across from the Channery, so that's the Perry Building, and that was a real neat building. And there on the corner, when I grew up, there was a Five and Dime, and then Feckery's, the grocery store Feckery's. Mm-hmm. And then that's really about, you know, all. And of course the store downtown, the Mr. drugstore, that was just a wonderful place to hang out. She watched you though every minute you were in there, you know. But I loved her. She was a real nice lady.
Yeah.
Didn't like for you to mess up her magazines and things like that, you know. And there was a post office downtown and a post office uptown, mm-hmm. too, you know.
Oh.
So I really spent more time uptown than I did downtown, really. Mm-hmm. I think that's funny when you say uptown and downtown.
I know. I hadn't heard that until I started doing this one. I live on the other side of Roswell together, so I just think the whole thing over here is downtown, and I don't differentiate.
Yeah, well, to go downtown, you usually would go down Mimosa because the other road was dirt, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. the way you would walk downtown. We had to walk a lot of places or ride your bike.
Yeah. Understandably why those shoes fell apart if you walked all over the place.
I had new shoes just about every other week.
So about supermarkets, what kind of food did your mom prepare? What kind of food did you guys eat at home? And
vegetables, usually. Mm-hmm. Lots of vegetables and chicken and roast and fish, you know, so we had.
Did you go out to restaurants at all as a child? Or
We'd go I remember as a little girl going to the Rock Inn. There was a restaurant there when I was